Praise God, praise God. I can only imagine a wonderful song by Mercy Me. Can you imagine what it'd be like to finally see Jesus face to face? Oh my goodness. What a wonderful day that's going to be. All right, praise the Lord. Okay, if you don't have any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any
I
sins.
am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Okay, those are how to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit, and you cannot affect us or this service in any way, shape, or form. And we thank you, Lord God, that the angels of God encamp themselves round about us with a hedge of protection. And then we have a godly firewall round about us so that the enemy cannot see, hear, or know what we are ministering or praying in this service. And the angels of God hear what is prayed forth. And they actively watch over to protect God's word and make it come to pass. And we ask, Lord, that it is hastened to perform it quickly in Jesus' name. In addition, they are making sure that we are ministered to and that the word that is taught will not be stolen by the enemy. But it would be planted in good soil in Jesus' name and bear much fruit. We also thank you, Lord, that the angels of God protect us all the way above us, through the heavens, past the air ice, all the way below us, through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell, 360 degrees around us, and wherever we go, whatever we do. And we impart the peace of God, healing power of God, and the anointing of God to each and every one of us. And the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we establish a kingdom of God in us, on us, and around us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Okay, so we've been doing this series, Wait with Glad Expectation series, and we are going to keep working on part eight. So if you don't have that outline, then you can go ahead and get that, since that was originally taught on May 25th, 2025. And I encourage you, if you haven't heard the teaching on it, at least go back to that one and listen to the video on ABC Church. Ondemand.org. And then we're doing the workshops, which is at the end of the outline. We're going to go through each section and we're breaking curses on these specific things because many people haven't seemed to have done that. And if they have, it was maybe a few of the top layers of the onion, but we're digging deeper and deeper and deeper to get the more and more roots. And so we're just going to remind people to every time that we do the teaching, it's like going back into the diamond mine. We're going to dig out more and more dirt so that we can get more and more treasure. And as we get those roots out, God is going to reveal to us more and more of the wonderful things that he has for us when we get rid of these roots that we are just going to cut out of our lives. And as we break generational curses on these things, it's very important and take care of ourselves because It's very hard to love others if you don't love yourself. You know, you're supposed to, Matthew 22, 36 through 40 says, in summary, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We're wanting to love ourselves more and more and more so that we can turn around and love people even more. And that love will overflow from us to them. And we'll become more Christ-like because God is love. And Jesus loved us so much that he gave himself for us. And we want to show that love, that unconditional love to others. Okay. So let's go to our list. If you have your outline with you, and I'm just going to put that on the share screen. I think that will help some of you that don't have it with you.
Now, let me explain one thing here. Most people have challenges they don't realize. And they've been used to something for so many years, they don't even give it a second thought. And Karen usually now is a person she had knew that said she didn't have any pain, but we found she was taking all kinds of pain pills. That's why she didn't have any pain. So we couldn't, you know, it's like you got to realize the root here.
That was pre-ABC.
That was way pre-ABC. Yeah. But the concept is the same. You know, you understand it. So it's like if somebody has a cut that gets infected, you've got to get all the infection out. Mm-hmm. You can't leave a little speck of that infection because that infection has come back again and again. But if you don't realize it's down there, you're not going to get it out. So there I said, analyze yourself for these things, process over the week. See, anything else comes to your mind, the Holy Spirit brings something else up to you. So if there's a situation there, you can deal with it. And if you don't remember how to break the curses or don't know, then say it today or the next Wednesday when you're here that you recognize this sin at that time, and we'll break the curse over. It's all inclusive. We do the breaking curses. But the idea here is that, you know, every one of these challenges is the chain that Satan has put on you. Okay? And that is to cut the chains off so you can start feeling more and more free every day. And eventually we may do an inclusive cleanse, but those who are ready for it. But the bottom line is breaking curse off this thing is a great way to stop the demonic attachment of making people have challenges in their lives.
Okay? Remember to have your pad and a pen ready. Or on your, you know, iPad or notebook or your phone, and write down notes, because every time we go through it during the week, God is revealing to people more and more things, even though they've already done a lot of cleanses on some of these things. The Lord is showing them there's still stuff down there that they didn't realize that they want to get rid of. And it could be the very hindrance of why there's reoccurring sickness, you know, get rid of it, comes back, get rid of it, comes back. Or you have a victory and then now another one hits you, another challenge, and then another challenge and another challenge and another challenge. You're like, whoa, you know, I need a break or whatever. Or there's certain challenges that you've been working on and you're really having a tough time getting over it, and you don't want to be that way, but you know, it's like, you don't want to have a bad hair day and be cranky, but it, you know, some women, it happens every month without fail. It just happens again. And, you know, yes, some of it could be hormonal, but other things could be generational of you know, emotional things someone's going through. And many women do internalize some frustrations or some offense or unforgiveness. And it's takes a little bit longer, like a crock pot, to really start to get that out and be able to get set free. And then when someone is really emotionally challenged and upset, maybe they can't, you know, do well at the projects they're supposed to because their mind is distracted because of those things. And we don't want that to happen to people. We want to learn to overcome in each and every area of our life. And if someone is upset with someone they don't realize may have been the open door to why they got challenged with something. And so we have to remind ourselves constantly when a sickness happens or a big challenge happens, you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what could have been the sin that opened the door. Could it have been fear or unforgiveness or being offended? Usually it's one of those. And if you don't know what it is, just keep doing your unknown sins prayer, and the Lord will eventually show you what it is. So we're believing that since God had us do this series, that he's revealing every week to each person what could be some of the blockages that are impeding someone, that you have a sickness come back and come back and come back, or if you have any insomnia challenges or sleep deprivation or pain challenges or depression or grief challenges. Don't let the devil hijack any of those challenges to make it worse. Where I love when Pastor Matthew was teaching in a healing school, and he says, don't go back down the slippery slope. And that is so true. I mean, the way that he described that, we don't want to go back down from where we came from. I always look at the crab pot thing. You know, when before we got saved, to me, it was like God set us free of being in this big crab pot and just, you know, got us out of there. But then other people like to try to pull that person back down to where they're at. And Jesus set us free. So when the slippery slope or going back down into where we used to be, and emotionally, sometimes people are like, there's so much prayer, so much affirmations. They get kind of tired or weary and well doing. We want to encourage you that what you're taught at ABC does work. And even though you don't know when it's going to be, people sometimes say, how many affirmations I'm supposed to do? Well, we give you some assignments, and then they'll say, how long do I have to keep doing this? How many days until you get your results? Basically, you know, how many times do I have to take a shower? Hopefully for the rest of your life when you need it, right? Okay, so that's the same kind of concept. So this is why we want to help you in these areas, okay? So let's take a look at our list. Some of you have been doing this with us for the whole series. Some of you are new, so we do a little bit of a catch-up here. While we're doing the catch-up, we also add some new things, so it's not, you know, regurgitating the same old, same old. We want to give you a fresh perspective as we're doing this. We want you to analyze if you have any challenges in any challenges in any of these specific areas, that God can heal and restore you to health physically and emotionally. If you have financial challenges, also, sometimes these things will be cleared up because you want your soul. Beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers, 3 John 1:2. Because we need to prosper our soul. And when we prosper our soul, it's because we're getting rid of all these things and breaking these generational curses so that we will have then the result of being able to prosper financially and prosper emotionally and be in health. So it's really important that these are all connected and we work on them. So we've already broken curses on unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness, hatred and self-hatred, anything you dislike about your life or yourself physically or someone else. It's really a form of hatred. And rejection, self-rejection, deception and self-deception, denial and self-denial, defensiveness and self-defensiveness, justification and self-justification. So if you haven't broken curses on these yet, then go and listen to the videos previously, and you can get caught up. Tonight, we're going to work on condemnation and self-condemnation. neglect and self-neglect. So how would you define some of the areas of, condemnation? Well, you can look at it scripturally, you can look at psychologically, you can look at it socially. 1 John 3, you can write this down. 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. I'm going to read. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now, he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us and by the Spirit whom he has given us. So what is the thing that is the remedy for condemnation? Love. Very important to realize that God loves us. He doesn't condemn us. Jesus was sent here to die for us. He took all that so that we didn't have to. For Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation, no condemnation. If there isn't any, why are we allowing the devil, the accuser of the brethren, to bring lies of guilt, of shame, of regret, of embarrassing things, of things that you just still feel bad about and can't get over it with the woulda, shoulda, couldas? So there's no condemnation. Let's keep reading. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Even if you made a mistake and you repented for it, God doesn't remember it anymore. Why are you regurgitating it? Let's keep reading. But after the Spirit, we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Another translation says, has set me free from the law of sin and death. So if we regurgitate past mistakes and regrets and feel condemned about that, that's an accuser of the brethren, because we were set free from that once we repented of it and God doesn't remember anymore. We're supposed to be receiving the Spirit of life. Condemnation is a form of going back to death row. Jesus paid that price for us. He justified us just as if it never happened. So when you have any of those thoughts come into your mind, know that's a lie of the devil. Say, stop, devil, stop. I'm not going to listen to those anymore in Jesus' name. That's very, very important. No, I'm not listening to that. And here are some symptoms that you need to look at. And if you notice any of these things happening in your life, then you need to see RB if you are receiving that condemnation again. Once you repent, you need to move forward, okay, and believe what the love of God says, that once you repent, you've been made free, and then you don't have to listen to anybody's accusations of what happened in the past. That was then. You're a different person now. You've grown in Christ Jesus. And then you have to give yourself grace for that. So condemnation, it's the causation or a rasha, that's an Old Testament Hebrew word to declare or make wrong. So when people did wrong against the law, they were condemned for it. It's the punishment or the infliction of that punishment because of that condemnation. The devil wants to punish you emotionally so that you will not advance to fulfill the call of God on your life if you have these shackles of condemnation that are trying to weigh you down and stop you from running towards the mark of your high calling. Because the truth is that when you repented of your sins, God doesn't even see them anymore. He has no reason to hold you accountable for something that Jesus's blood washed away and cleansed you of. Okay. So when you feel any excessive shame or guilt or humiliation, and it's very painful to remember those things, you don't even want to talk about it with others. If you feel any loneliness or fear or angst or dread, those are some things that the devil can come against you, and you need to repent of those things. If you have any fear of failure, that distresses so many people, or blaming yourself for something that happened, a mistake, and you can't take the mistake back. You can't cry about spilled milk. You have to release it and let God heal the memory of that mistake and not beat yourself up about it. And then it turns into self-condemnation. And you have to remember, all these things coming against you is a lie of the devil. Recognize and reject any condemning thoughts. How do you notice it? Negative self-talk. When someone says, they say to other people, they call themselves stupid. They call themselves, you know, no good. Oh, they can never amount to anything. That is a form of self-condemnation. They're consciously, you know, making themselves feel the negativity that they're feeling inside. But that's not what God says about us. God says that when we repent, when he has forgiven us, then we are still in, you know, under God's grace, and that we need to speak positive affirmations over ourselves, which is God's truth of who we are in him. Okay. We have to focus on that grace. We have to receive that grace. We have to give ourselves grace because we blew it. So, okay, let's start over. Let's just say, okay, that was an experience that's not what I should do. I'm not going to beat myself up and, oh, I'm never going to go back to the church because I made a mistake. I'm embarrassed. Well, then people would never have any friends or be around people because we're all human. We all blow it. Mm-hmm. We have to give ourselves grace and just say, okay, sorry, guys. Thanks for forgiving me. I apologize. And I'm going to ask God to help me. And then we just pray for each other and help each other, right?
Exactly.
And who are you in Christ Jesus? What is your identity, based on what you did wrong? Or is your identity based on who you are in Christ? He loves you regardless what you did, what you do, what you're going to do. He loves you because you are you. You don't have to perform. You don't have to get better. You don't have to be good at everything. You don't have to precisely make sure you're perfect. That's not why he loves you. He loves you because you have a good heart. He loves you because you're a kind person. He loves you because you really are loving and caring. He loves you because of the wonderful things that you wish you could do for God and other people. He loves you because of your creativity. He loves you because of the things that you do that bring joy to the Heavenly Father, just because you want to be with him. He doesn't love you because of what you do, and he doesn't condemn you if you didn't do it right. Please write that down. Please receive that. Receive this message. It's so, so important. So who are you in Christ Jesus? The righteousness of God in him, with him and through him, you can do all things. And he wants to pick us up and help us to minister to others so they can receive ministry of what we went through. Okay. And surround yourself with people that encourage you. Don't go where you're tolerated. Go where you're
celebrated.
Hallelujah. We celebrate you here. We love you here. We're not going to get mad at you, upset at you. We're not going to come down on you with a hammer on your head because you blew it. No, we want to love you through it, help you through it. And we're all here praising the Lord that even if we blew it, God is there for us. Amen. So don't focus on your past failures or imperfections. Don't focus on any unworthiness or discouragement. Then that's the devil bringing condemnation to you and self-condemnation. So hope that helps you. Now, Pastor James is going to share about what it means to, watch if you're neglecting yourself or any self-neglect.
So neglect is a offshoot of self-hatred in a way. But think of this. If you neglect change oil in your car, it's going to break down. If you neglect cleaning your hard drives up, you're going to have problems with computers. If you neglect talking to your spouse appropriately and communicating, it's going to cause problems in marriage. Neglect is a big challenge. It's easy to get involved in something and forget to do something like not brushing your teeth. But doing that too much causes huge problems. And problems grow exponentially the more you do something. You know, neglecting somebody one time will cause a little bit of problems, but you neglect somebody for years, it causes a major break in a relationship. You know, neglect. Self-neglect. This is where you're doing things that really hurt yourself. You know you need to work out, but you don't do it. That's neglect. You know you need to. I know people who are diabetic, challenged, and they eat all kinds of sugar stuff. That's self-neglect. Yes, it's tough. It's tough to be around people that are having a great time eating pies and drinking milkshakes and things like that, and you can't do it. But the bottom line is you have to have the discipline to do what needs to be done. So if you're not doing it, you're neglecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Neglecting yourself. We talked about infection a while ago. If somebody has a cut on their arm or something, and they don't take care of it properly and they neglect it, that arm can fester and get more infected. The infection grows and can eventually kill the person. None of us, of course, but the bottom line is kind of neglecting taking care of things. But if you neglect paying your taxes or doing your taxes, that's a challenge there too. You've got to do the things you have to do. Neglect is not taking care of the details of things that you need to do to take care of yourself. And in doing so, you open up tremendous doors to the enemy to attack you. You know, neglect comes in interesting forms, one of which is laziness. I just don't feel like brushing my teeth tonight. Well, 6, 7 years of that, you got a real problem. Okay. Or, gee, I just don't want to clean. We had a lot of neglect challenges during COVID. People who during COVID neglected to do the safety protocols, many of them got physically challenged. Okay. They were not easy to do. There was a lot of extra work during the COVID challenge. In fact, COVID's still around out there somewhat. It's not as bad as it was back 5 years ago. But the bottom line is we still have to be very precautious and take care of things and not neglect the details of things in our lives that need to be done. You know, students don't neglect their studies, they fail. What if you neglect your time with God? Oh, I'm too busy, Lord. Well, a day is not bad. Several months that you get further and further away from the Lord. And that's when the devil can really swoop in and do serious damage to you. Neglect is not doing what you need to do to take care of yourself or others that you love. You know, I was blessed with wonderful parents. They didn't neglect anything. We may not have had much growing up, but we were loved. We were there for us. They did things for us. They were always there to nurture and take care of us. As a minister, I see a lot of young people who their parents have neglected them. Because that has happened, they are on the wrong side of many equations. Okay? What if you neglect doing the duties of your job? There are parts of every job you probably don't like. Every job, not every job is perfect all the way through. There's some part of people, but you still got to do it, right? Otherwise, you open the door up. What can happen? You can be fired, or you cause problems for the company to lose money. You know, if you neglect to turn on the firewalls on the computer, you know, it can cause many problems as people have stolen identities and things like that, and then it causes more problems. You know, think of the soldier or service person that doesn't do every part of his duty properly. I used this analogy a while back, many years ago at church. I'll refer to that, it's important. After World War II, they found a downed Japanese sub. And they pulled it out of the water to, you know, of course, take care of the bodies and things like that. But they noticed it had received no enemy fire. They get inside the sub, and they're reviewing what happened was, and the Japanese were very well trained. They were very well trained. There was this row of bars they had to pull. I was 15 or 20, whatever it was, but they had to pull this number of bars here for the sub to submerge. Okay. One sailor missed one bar because that one bar wasn't pulled properly. The sub could submerge, but it couldn't come out of the water and surface. 75 men died because this man missed one bar. He neglected to make sure that bar was locked in place. We don't know the details. You know, did he pull it and not just pull it hard enough? He was in a hurry or something? We don't know. But that's how important it is to be, not neglect the details. And I love what Sharon said earlier today, that one of her granddaughters had this little thing she bought that says, God is in the details. Okay. God is in the details. Self-neglect, neglecting details, will cause you challenges. Give sure every detail is done right. You know. So that being said, let's go forward and break curses on this. We'll go from there. Okay.
Yeah. If you don't think you have any challenges in these areas, we still encourage you to say the prayers, because Pastor James is saying, if I have had any challenges or generational curses with unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, we're going to say them again from A through I, because some people may have had some things come up, or they haven't had an opportunity to break curses on those yet, or maybe some reoccurring challenges. So we're just going to do it every week in case there's something new that you need to repent of. Okay.
All right. So think of any specific ideas, what we just talked about, write them down and speak them out. If not, just say the general prayer. But as you're, again, going through the week, as you're processing this, make notes of direct things. Okay.
Yeah. And you're learning to recognize it when it happens so you can repent of it immediately. And that's very important to do. So he's going to do this prayer very, very slowly so that people could really get a hold of it and not feel like we're doing it too fast for you. Okay.
Okay. So the way I'm going to phrase this, of course, is you can all say it. There's no challenge anything we're going to be going through. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I confess,
and repent, if I have had any challenges
of the sins of
condemnation, condemnation,
and self-condemnation,
and self-condemnation,
neglect,
neglect,
and self-neglect,
and self-neglect,
also including,
also including,
unforgiveness,
unforgiveness,
self-unforgiveness,
self-unforgiveness,
hatred,
hatred,
self-hatred,
self-hatred,
dislike,
dislike,
rejection,
rejection,
self-rejection,
self-rejection,
deception,
deception,
self-deception,
self-deception,
denial,
denial,
self-denial,
self-denial,
defensiveness,
defensiveness,
self-defensiveness,
self-defensiveness,
justification,
justification,
and self-justification,
and self-justification.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I repent of,
I repent of,
all my sins of,
all my sins of,
attitudes,
attitudes,
intentions,
intentions,
desires,
desires,
thoughts,
thoughts,
memories,
memories,
words,
words,
actions,
actions,
or deeds,
or deeds,
concerning these sins,
concerning these sins.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I forgive myself,
I forgive myself,
and or anyone,
and or anyone,
from my heart,
from my heart,
who have participated,
who have participated,
in these sins,
in these sins,
or caused me,
or caused me,
to sin,
to sin,
or been affected,
or been affected,
by these sins,
by these sins,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I bless all of us,
I bless all of us,
from my heart,
from my heart,
and I love,
and I love,
each person,
each person,
and myself,
and myself,
with the love,
with the love,
of the Lord,
of the Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I renounce Satan,
I renounce Satan,
and every demon,
and every demon,
devil,
devil,
and evil spirit,
and evil spirit,
behind these sins,
behind these sins,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I take away,
I take away,
the legal right,
the legal right,
of Satan,
of Satan,
every demon,
every demon,
devil,
devil,
and evil spirit,
and evil spirit,
to operate in,
to operate in,
or on me,
or on me,
my body,
my body,
or my life,
or my life,
because of these sins,
because of these sins,
and you can,
and you can,
no longer,
no longer,
affect me,
affect me,
in any way,
in any way,
shape or form,
shape or form,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I break,
I break,
every ungodly soul tie,
every ungodly soul tie,
ungodly heart tie,
ungodly heart tie,
ungodly thought tie,
ungodly heart tie,
thought tie,
ungodly thought tie, sorry,
ungodly mind tie,
ungodly mind tie,
ungodly body tie,
ungodly body tie,
ungodly tongue tie,
ungodly tongue tie,
and negative word tie,
and negative word tie,
to these sins,
to these sins,
and every person,
and to every person,
and spiritual being,
and spiritual being,
connected to,
connected to,
or behind these sins,
or behind these sins,
and I cancel,
and I cancel,
make null and void,
make null and void,
all negative words,
all negative words,
that I could have spoken,
that I could have spoken,
over myself,
over myself,
or others,
or others,
or that other people,
or that other people,
could have spoken,
could have spoken,
over me,
over me,
my family,
my family,
especially,
especially,
any diagnosis,
any diagnosis,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I break every curse,
I break every curse,
every generational curse,
every generational curse,
every ungodly vow,
every ungodly vow,
every ungodly covenant,
every ungodly covenant,
or promise,
or promise,
every ungodly contract,
every ungodly contract,
every ungodly hold,
every ungodly hold,
every ungodly hook,
every ungodly hook,
every ungodly obligation,
every ungodly obligation,
every ungodly expectation,
every ungodly expectation,
every ungodly goal,
every ungodly goal,
or dream,
or dream,
every diagnosis,
every diagnosis,
and every connection,
and every connection,
to evil,
to evil,
resulting from these sins,
resulting from these sins,
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been set free.
I have been set free.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
Ladies say she.
She.
Men say he. He. Whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
I. Say your name.
Karen.
James. Am now free.
Am now free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, now we're going to do a prayer to love myself again. And we're going to do it every week because we're going to love ourselves more and more and more. And in the blank, we're going to say, especially all the challenges I just repented of.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask the Holy Spirit
to help me love myself,
to help me love myself
with God's perfect love,
with God's perfect love,
which casts out all fear,
which casts out all fear,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
I receive
God's anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage.
Especially
the sins that we just mentioned.
I ask you, Lord, to reveal that to me. Show me
how to better identify
these sins,
especially
the unaware ones that subtly
try to attack me.
So I can repent of them.
I bind up.
Whatever.
May be trying.
To influence me.
Right now.
I pray that God.
Helps me.
To get set free.
Of all of them.
I also pray. That God helps me.
To learn how.
To wait.
With glad expectation.
For all of God's blessings.
As I love myself.
With the perfect love.
Of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we're going to sing to ourselves 3 times. So sing along this song with me. I love me with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love me
with the love of the Lord.
I can see in me the glory of my King. And I love me with the love of the Lord. Sing along. I love me with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love me with the love of the Lord. I can see in me the glory of my King, and I love me with the love of the Lord. One last time. I love me with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love me with the love of the Lord. I can see in me the glory of my King, and I love me with the love of the Lord. I can see in me the glory of my King, and I love me with the love of the Lord. One more time, the end. I can see in me, close your eyes and see it, the glory of my King. Really mean it now. And I love me with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Praise
you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Let this very special anointing go out to everybody right now. Let this very special anointing go out to everybody right now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. As people are finally receiving their forgiveness, they're finally getting past their challenges, their past. Let them just feel your love right now saturate them. heal them, restoring every cell, every fiber of their body, restoring them back to strength, energy, stamina of their youth. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. As they love themselves with your love, Lord. All challenges of the enemy are just washing away from them. And their confidence grows, their boldness grows. But they just receive their total healing restoration right now in Jesus' name.
And everyone that agrees says,
amen.
Amen. And if you receive this teaching and you're letting God set you free of these challenges addressed, go ahead and put a one in the chat. Hallelujah. God's doing a lot of beautiful things in your soul. Beautiful things. Broken hearts have been mended. People who have needed their souls to be restored, God is doing that right now. He's renewing your minds, healing hearts, healing your self-image. Thank you, Lord, setting people free. Thank you, Lord. And if you can't put a one in the chat, go ahead and show us your golden hand or, indicate to us you are acknowledging that this is really blessing you. Don't miss Wednesday nights. And if you cannot come for some reason, go back to abcchurchondemand.org, view our video library. If you haven't seen the beginning of the series, go back and try to catch up when able. Thank you, Lord. Help every person. Help every person in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. God's really going deep, very, very deep. And he's releasing you of so many hidden things and showing you how beautiful he sees you to be and how beautiful we see you to be. And you're learning to love yourself like God loves you, like we love you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We go a little bit later on this series, but I think it's worth it. Amen. Okay.
Thank All right, you. Praise God. So let's go do our communion. If you know of any sins, confess now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
And Nick Early's honoring us with doing the communion. He's be both the body and the blood tonight. So, Nick.
All right. The word says in 1 Corinthians 11:23-24 that for I received from the Lord that was also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father God, there's no greater privilege than we have to be able to partake of your body. As you sit here, Father God, soaking in this message that you delivered from us through Pastor James and Karen tonight, Lord, we think about all of the self, the pain and the affliction that you took on, Father, that we may be able to love ourselves. That we may be able to see that we have no condemnation, Father God. Then all of these things can be released and we can cast these burdens on you, Father. We thank you that your body went through tremendous pain, tremendous suffering, so that ours might be renewed. So as we take this body, God, we remember your sacrifice. We remember the love that you have for us and the way that you demonstrate that love by taking the pain and the suffering, Father God, so that way we may have perfection through your through your body, partaking of your body, Father God. So we take the body right now. Amen.
We agree and receive Jesus.
In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you that this cup, the cup of blessing, Father God, it washes us clean. Your blood, there's nothing more perfect than your blood, Lord. And we thank you that by taking of your blood, we get to be more close to you and become more like you. So right now, Lord, we remember your body and your blood, and we take the blood right now, Father God.
Excellent, Nick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick. Great communion.
Yeah. Great one. All right. Okay. Last week, Pastor Matthew did both body and blood at the same time. We had Nick do it this time. That's just a great way. No sense shifting around. So it's got to be just do both communions from now on, if that's okay. Andrew, do we get up to communion next week?
It was funny. I was just thinking that you guys were going to ask me, and the answer is yes.
That's a word, gift of word of knowledge.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, I'll close in prayer then. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we
do affirmation. Pastor Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. We should do our affirmation, shouldn't we? Thank you, Annie.
Oh, thank you, Annie.
Let's do our healing affirmations. Everybody repeat after me with the 20 of them. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more.
I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, I put in the chat the abcchurchondemand.org to remind you guys that you can go to our ABC video library and review any of the Wait with Glad Expectations series and go through it again and print out the part 8 section and use that to go through every week to identify sins if more crop up or during just your regular lifestyle. We need to keep an eye on those things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a very important thing to do.
Okay. Pastor Matthew, you close in prayer, please.
Sure. Thank you, Jesus. Again, Father, we just thank you for this time tonight. We thank you for the anointing that was here. We thank you that you are delivering your people as we submit ourselves to you, Father, as we accept the sacrifice that Jesus has done for us. All of our sins have been forgiven. And we thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Spirit working in us to help us to walk in the perfection that you have purchased for us. We thank you and we praise you, Father, that you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Everyone that agrees says amen. And this concludes this portion of the Overcomers Club service.